Okay. So I think we'll start by discussing unabandonness. Unabandonness comes up here at the beginning of the siman. We already actually saw it in Kuf Pei Daled as well, and it's discussed a little later as well, but we'll try to put the different places together. So the first thing to keep in mind is actually a very good hemshach of what we started before, because it gets to that gemara of chozer minaderech. Even though we all know of this concept of unabandonness means a day, we have to figure out which day 30, day 31, Chodesh, whatever the unabandonness is. So that's it's a Vesas, and it's treated like a Chamor Vesas. It's similar to a Vesas Kavua. We've already seen all those halachos, and we've sort of taken that then for granted. But when you actually go back to the source in Shas, that concept probably doesn't exist according to most Rishonim. It is the view of the Rashba, and we do Paskin that way, but it's worthwhile to note that it doesn't exist according to most Rishonim, or many Rishonim, I didn't count, and we'll see that that actually might have significance in Halacha. So where does the concept of unabandonness appear in Shas? So in the Bavli, at least, it appears in two concepts, in two contexts, at least might appear in two contexts. The first is on Daf Tes, and that's talking about a zakeina she'avru aleha shalosh agos. We know that a zakeina has certain leniencies in terms of estos, especially in the realm of taros, daishaita. And so when does she become a zakeina? So the answer is three onos have passed. And what's an ona? So the Gemara tells you an ona benon is an average cycle, standard cycle is 30 days. In other words, this halacha is relevant for determining when a woman is misulekas damim. Now, if this was our only source, then presumably it would have no relevance for us, except in a very rare context, right? Kamat, no relevance, halacha maisa nowadays, right? That is the first context. I'm just telling you, when do we know a woman is zakeina is misulekas damim? Now, then there's this other Gemara, which we've already seen. The Gemara says that if a man returns from a trip, he could presume his wife is muteres in matzah toch onasa. Now the question is, what does that mean? So I think there's three ways in Rishonim, primary ways in Rishonim to read this line. What does this line mean? So according to the Rambam, we saw already, Rambam says that what does this mean? This means that she has a vesis kavua. He could assume that she's muteres, except on her vesas kavua. That's what this means. So if you read the Gemara, like the Rambam, there is no concept of onabenonis for an isha she'en la vesas. First of all, anyway, the Rambam thinks if you don't have vesas, you have to do bedikos kodem tashmish. But regardless, this concept of like day 30 having special significance or the like, that doesn't exist. It's only relevant for determining when a woman is misulekas damim. Okay, is it just the Rambam? The Ra learns this way. The Ra is explicit that there's no din of onabenonis creating a vesas. Toch yimei onasa means her vesas. Toch yimei onasa so it could be a little different than the Rambam. For him, it might mean before her vesas. But still, the word onasa means her vesas. Doesn't mean onabenonis. The Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, argues there's also the view, like I said, of the Rif, the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Ra'ah. They all hold read the Gemara this way. Psochim Onasa means her ona, nothing to do with ona beinonis. According to all these Rishonim, there is no concept of ona beinonis. Okay, how does Rashi read the Gemara? So Rashi on that Gemara, Dimasul Basoch, writes, Shloshim yom l'riyah, so, avalacha shloshim b'yabedika, ho'il v'stam noshim chazian l'sof ona. So Rashi does have this concept of ona beinonis in this Gemara, right? Onasa means ona beinonis that we said in the first parak, it's referring to 30 days. Now, what's unclear from Rashi is what is the din? Is Rashi saying, Rashi does not say that there's a chi of prisha for her ona beinonis. What Rashi says is that la'achar shloshim baya bedika ha'ovastam nashan chazian l'sov ona. Now that might mean, probably the way the Rashba read the Rashi, which is that after her ona beinonis she has to do bedika, so obviously there's prisha as well. Right? Why does she need to do bedika? Because we think ona beinonis, that's typically when she's going to see, that's when you expect her to see. Since she doesn't have any other veses kavua, so we'll say, this might be her veses, and therefore we treat it as her veses, so there's going to be a chiyav prisha and a chiyav bedika. Why does Rashi say bedika? Because maybe even a bigger chiddush, right? Say even without a chiyav, could if he said prisha, we wouldn't know bedika. So he says bedika, but when he says bedika, he means prisha also. That's probably the standard way of reading Rashi. So then, if that's the case, then from Rashi we would see this concept of ona beinonis that we know and love, but don't love. The Alter Rebbe over there says, actually, maybe not. Obviously, Rashi doesn't learn like the Rambam and the Ravid, but maybe he thinks that there's only a chi of bedika, because after all, that's all Rashi said. Rashi didn't say anything about frisha. Rashi is saying you need to do a bedika. Now, why would you need to do a bedika, not prisha? I'm not sure, but maybe the idea is that once you've done the bedika, there's no longer any need for prisha. The truth is that this seems to be with the view of the Ramban. Ramban says that the din of ona beinonis also is to be matzrich bedika, and it doesn't sound like he thinks you need prisha ba'onas beinonis. In other words, if you did the bedika, it comes out good, you show this isn't your ona, and great, you're mutaris. So when the Rashba brings the Ramban and Rashi, he seems to understand them as saying that you need to do prisha, but what the Alter Rebbe is pointing out is that maybe not. The simpler, at least certainly the more literal meaning of Rashi and Ramban is that you have a chi of bedika. Chi of bedika tells me it's not your veses, and then shine, and your mutaris. So this halacha that we all know of, that there's a chi of prisha during the ona beinonis, that really comes from the Rashba. So what does the Rashba say? And we pass him like the Rashba. He writes, Ba'ata Nevar, this is from Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel, Ba'ata Nevar Misha Ein La Veses Kavua, and Shri Chalachos Ona Beinonis, Shu Shoshim Yom, Hovel Verov Nashim, Darkon Leros Ba'ona Beinonis. Right, so the Rashba understands, again, this we'll see is debated, what's the significance of Ona Beinonis? One way to understand Ona Beinonis, the way the Ran says it, for example, is, it's not going to go on forever, probably, so she's going to see by her Ona Beinonis. But the Ramban, the Rashba says, no, the Pshat Ona Beinonis is Rov Nashim Darkon Leros Ona Beinonis. I guess that means Rov Nashim that don't have a Vases. But this is the most common Vases, just like the Rashba said, even a Vases or Lav Deraisa, Rov Nashim see on their Vases. So Rov Nashim that don't have a Vases see on their Ona Beinonis. And therefore she's a Surah on the Ona Beinonis, and also she's a Surah afterwards until she does a Bedika. Right, Alpha Mishal Rasali Omesrim. Let's say she has a Vesein of Kavua. The last time was in a flag of 20, so 20, she's Poresh. And if that doesn't, if nothing sees then, then Choshesh Leom Shloshim Liyasa. Lefishi Ona Beinonis Lerov Nashim. Lefika Choshesh Hashem Al Yavo Orech Bizman Haragil Lavo Leruban Shal Nashim. That's exactly the point. And then he quotes Rashi, our Rashi, and then he says, Shamina Minah Deisha Shein Leves Es Baila. Mozar Aleha Biyom Ha'ona, another Tzchi of Prisha. Now, what exactly does he mean when he says Rov Nashim Darkon Liros Be'ona Beinonis? I guess that's what it means. All right, fine. So then he says that's the view of Rashi against the Graz. The Graz says, halacha l'maaseh, says, you know what? Since almost all the Rishonim hold that you don't need Prisha ba'on ha'beinonis, it's only the Rashba, almost like a Das Yachid, you shouldn't be Malcha b'yad ha'mekilim. Now, you could be mayor that even if that's true, in other words, even if you accept his reading of Rashi and Ramban, Rashi and Ramban still say you need to do Vedika. I'm assuming that all these women around the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Liadi, the women seem to have been Mako and on a Venonis. I would imagine they weren't even doing Vedika, they were having Tashmish. But okay, even then, maybe I've already shown him. So you shouldn't be Mocha. And even though we don't obviously don't think they should do it l'chatchila, I think Rabbi Willig also points out those that are makel not to do bedika also ein l'mchos b'yadan, because after all, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rif, the Raiva, the Ra'ah, they all say that once Ona Benonis has passed, she wouldn't need to do a bedika, because after all, the Rambam doesn't hold to the idea. And even if you have a Vesis Kavua, according to the Rambam, you don't need to do Bedika afterwards. And then many other Rishonim also. So even though we're not going to accept these lenient positions, we do Paskin HaLach L'maaseh. She needs to be Poish, and she needs to do Bedika, and she's a Sur until she does Bedika. When it comes to Machlokas HaPoskim about Shilas relating to the Ona Beinonis, we can throw in and take into account all these shittos that basically deny the concept in some way or another. And that's going to be important. As we'll see, there's going to be all sorts of shilas and onabenonis. So keeping this in mind is something that's going to be significant. Okay. Now this question, a lot of these questions might relate to the following shila, which I already alluded to. Is the pshat an ona benonis that you'll see by then, or like the Rashba says, that you'll see then? The Ran writes, the pshat an ona benonis is v'chi li'olam lo tira, which sort of sounds like it means you'll see, you know, you'll see by then. It's Ran and Shvuos on Dalet Amud Aleph Dimaschol v'gar sinan and Chidushim Anida Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph Dimaschol v'hu. It's also quoted by the Chavos Das over here in the Biurim. So if that's the pshat, so might be the view of Rashi. That's why I'm going to say, okay, so she needs to do a bedika. But you don't need to be Porish Dafka today, because maybe there's nothing special about today. We just can't keep on going and assuming that she's okay because the Chili Olam Lotira. Now, that could be a kula, like we said, maybe that's why you don't need Prisha if you learn like the Alter Rebbe. Could also be a chumra. You might have said, once 30 days has passed, so she can't have Tashmish at all without having done a bedika beforehand, because b'chili olam lo tira. But maybe not. Maybe once we go ahead and we've done this bedika, and we see, okay, taka, something's funny, something's amiss, and you don't have to keep on doing bedikos. So, whereas if you learn like the Rashba, it's very pashut, why you wouldn't have to keep on doing bedikos on day 31, day 32, 33, 34, right? Why? Because the point is that the uniqueness of day 30 is that we expect her to see Dafka that day. That's Rov. Okay. 31, 32, there's nothing special. Whereas again, if you think the other way, then there is more of a chash. I once saw an article, it's been a while since I saw it. It's an article by Rabbi Meir Orlian. You guys know Rabbi Orlian? When I was in KBY, he was the Sholem Eishev. Now he's a Rav in Yad Binyamin and the Dayan. So they put out like a sefer called Yikra Dechaya, a commemoration for Rabbi Chaim Goldwicht. And so he wrote an article in that, in which he tried to argue that all sorts, this Chakira explains all sorts of machlokas we've shown him. He explained a lot of things that way. Okay. I should also point out, even I told you that there's two places in the Bavli where you have the concept of onabenonis, maybe. The Yerushalmi also has it. And the Yerushalmi also, again, in those two contexts. But over here, the Yerushalmi writes, Kama ona nos nema, Reb Shimon Lakish Amar nosin la ona benonish, lo shim yom, Reb Yochanan, Shona filu la'acha shal shanim mutter, uvilvad be'isha sheyesh la'vases. In other words, if she has a vases, yeah. So it could be the Rambam just passing like Reb Yochanan, but could be that at least you see the other type of ona benonis in Shas and Yerushalmi, at least maybe Das Reish Lakish. Okay, fine. So what is, when is the ona benonis? So we saw the Rashba mention 30 days. And the simple understanding is that it means the 30th day. This is the Havana of the Beis Yosef, the Taz, of Katan Yudalit over here, Pesu Plesi, Tesvav. We mean 30th day, meaning the 30th day following when the Re'iyah began, including that day. So if she sees today, today is day one, tomorrow is day two, next day is day three, and the like. So it's really 29 days from now. It's the 30th day, including today. That is the view of again, probably the simple understanding, certainly the Beis Yosef, Taz, and the like. The Shach Sifkatan Lamed objects to this. Now, he is going to conclude, but before we get to his conclusion, we have to show how he gets his conclusion. But in the end of the day, his bottom line is going to be that the Ona Benonis is the Yom L'Chodesh. Now, then we have to figure out, isn't it the same as the Yom L'Chodesh? In other words, if she sees Ches Nisan, her Ona Benonis is Ches Iyar. Now, we also know that that you have a Ves Shenu Kavu, you're always Choshesh for the Ves L'Chodesh. So at Ves L'Chodesh, if she sees Ches Nisan, she has to be Choshesh for Ches Iyar. And as we noted, we paskal like the Rashba, doesn't matter if it's Male, if it's Chaser. So that means that sometimes your Ona Benonis will be 30 days on the 30th day, sometimes it'll be on the 31st day, right? Half the time it'll be on the same day as the Beis Yosef, half the time it'll be on the 31st day, if the previous month was a Chodesh Male. Previous month meaning the month of the Re'iyah, like let's say Nisan in that example. Nisan is a Chodesh Malay. So she saw Ches Nisan. So her Ona Benonis is Ches Iyar. You know, that'll be the 31st day, right? The Beis Yosef would say her Ona Benonis is Zayin Iyar. Now, so in the end of the day, does that mean, okay, so that's great. The Shach only has two Vestos that you have to worry about. Let's say Stam woman who doesn't have a Vest Kavua, right? So for the Beis Yosef, you don't have Vest Kavua, you have to worry about Vest is a Chodesh, Vest is a Flaga, and Ona Benonis, and the Shach just says two, just Ona Benonis, and Veses Haflaga, or Ves HaChodesh, right? Doesn't matter, there's only two. So the Achronim seem to point out that the Shach will agree that there actually are two dinim, even though they overlap 99% of the time. The Sidur Torah, that's Elvona Bosho, the Shach would have to hold the both dinim. There are chumras of Ona Benonis, for example, like we said, that Ona Benonis is more chamor, that it's treated like a ves kavua, namely, she's a surah without a bedika, that's a chumra. You could also have a chodesh without the Ona Benonis. Let's give an example. Let's say she sees on day one of the month, day 15 of the month. So presumably, day one of the next month would no longer be an Ona Benonis. Pashtas. The Taz might disagree with this. The Shach certainly does. They would think that's true. In other words, Ona Benonis is uprooted. It's day 30 or 31 or Chodesh, whatever it is, from the last Re'iyah. So if all you had was a din of Ona Benonis, according to the Shach, if she's on day one and then day 15, so the next month on day one, she doesn't have to worry about. Originally, if you thought that was going to be Ona Benonis, but not. But because there's a din of Esel Chodesh, he doesn't have to worry about it. Because as we'll see, again, how are your Oker, both the Saflaga and Esel Chodesh are very confusing. That's one of the most confusing things, especially Haflaga. But for the most part, we'll say Vesel Chodesh. That's easier one. The Pashup Shot is, Vesel Chodesh is only uprooted when it passes without a Riyah, when it's contradicted. So the fact that she saw on day 15 does not get rid of her Vesel Chodesh from day one. To get rid of your Vesel Chodesh from day one, you have to have another day one and not see. So therefore, if all you had was a Dinah Beinonis in day one and day 15, day one would be nothing. But because there's also a Dinah Vesel Chodesh, you have to worry about day one. So the Shach agrees that there's both. There is day one, there is Vesel Chodesh, there is Ona Beinonis. They coincide 99% of the time, but there's going to be difference in their dinim. You have to know Dinah Ona Beinonis, like again, Isser Ad Shetivdo. You have to know Dinah Vesel Chodesh, like it sticks around until it is passes without seeing. Another nafkamina would be if you have a Veskavua. If you have Veskavua, you don't have to be choshish for Ona Beinonis, but you, even if you have like a mess up, you don't see on your Veskavua, but you do have to worry about Veskodesh as a Vesheno Kavua. So that's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina, you could have Ona Beinonis without a Veses if they're, let's say, Kfitzos. In that case, you don't have to worry about the, right, in other words, she jumped and she saw on the third of the month. So the next month, on the third of the month, she doesn't have to worry about the third of the month if she doesn't jump, Alts Vesel Chodesh. But she would have to worry about it Alts Ona Beinonis, probably. So we'll see that in Sif Yodches a little bit later. So that is why you need both. Now, this answers the question of the Chacham Tzvi on the Shach. One of the Gishmak things that you should do here, we'll do a little bit, maybe next time even a little more, is the Shach asks a whole series of questions on the Beis Yosef. The Chacham Tzvi and brings a whole bunch of rayos to a Shita. The Chacham Tzvi goes to each of his rayos and is miyashiv the Beis Yosef and then asks a whole series of kashas on the Shach. But one of the Shach's, Chacham Tzvi's kashas on the Shach is, why do we have both concepts? And the answer is, we'll need both concepts, like we just said. That seems like what the Shach would hold. But if that's really true, it takes out the teeth of one of the Shach's biggest rayas. Because one of the Shach's biggest rayas over here is, why does the Ramban and the Ramah basically both leave out the issue of Ona Beinonis? Let's say the Ramban, Sif Yud Gimel, he goes through like a whole example, scenario, situation, and he tells you all the Vesas you need to worry about, and he leaves out Ona Beinonis. So the Shach says, I'll tell you why the Ramah left out Ona Beinonis, because he said Chodesh, and Chodesh is Ona Beinonis. Now, if you think that the Shach holds it both, then the Ramah also should have mentioned it. So the Shach will say, but it's almost always the same anyway, Kemat. So that's why the Ramah didn't need to say it. But once you're going to acknowledge that the Shach really does hold it both, they just happen to overlap 99% of the time, so it somewhat takes away the teeth of his questions. Fine. There's a third view of, and again, we'll just mention it now. Maybe we'll see more about this next time, about what Ona Beinonis is. And that's the view of the Chavos Das. Chavos Das says it's day 31. It's also quoted in Pesachei Teshuvah Yud. Now, both the Beis Yosef and the Chavos Das think it's the Ona Beinonis is day 30, right? The Gemara says day 30. It's just how you count 30. Do you count the first day or do you not? So in other words, is it starting day one, starting the next day or not? So for purpose of convention, we call the Chavos Das day 31 and we call the Beis Yosef day 30. Again, they would both say, you know, we're the true day 30. But it's much easier to use the term 31. 31 meaning day 31, counting the Yom HaRiyah as day one, which again is day 30 if you start for the next day. Now,
question?
Yeah, let me just finish one point. Where did the Chavos Das get it from? So really, the Chavos Das piggybacks on a lot of the rayos, kashas, that the Shach has on the Beis Yosef. For example, the Gemara says that 90 days is three onabenonises, and therefore she's becheskes mesulekes damim. Well, if you hold like the Beis Yosef, it should really be 88 days, because it's really 29, you know, 30 plus 29 plus 29. So therefore, but if you learn like the Chavos Das, so then it's very good. The Shach also, why is that good for the Shach? Shach sort of tries to get his cake and have it, eat it too. He says that really, I think it's also what we call day 31, because Stam Chodesh is Male. So therefore it's three full onabenunis is going to be 90 days. Even though in a calendar, 3 months would, you know, it's usually every other month, but a chaser is like, that's a madna month. It's chaser. It's missing. A proper month is 30 days. So there are other riyas that the Chavos Das brings, but the ikar riyas that the Chavos Das brings is the riyas that the Shach brings against the Beis Yosef. And then he says, but this idea that it should be switched, that it's the same thing as Ves Chodesh, it's also very fair. So it must be that it's day 31. And as I said, the Chavos, the Chacham Tzvi is miyashev these riyos that the Shach, that the Chavos Das brings. Okay. Well, I guess we'll talk more about this next time. But I'll take your question, Moshe, and then we'll stop. Go ahead. Moshe, you're muted.
Oh, yes. So, thank you for pointing that out. Everywhere else that I know about, except for this point, correct me if there are other things, you always count the first day as day one, not day zero. You say a baby is born, you know, Ben Shimon as Yomim. That's because you count the day he's born as day one. And that's why also we say the boy is bar mitzvah when he's 13 and one, literally, because that's because he's 13.
Okay, I hear that. Maybe
so besides this, are there any other things in halacha that you know about where
Shach is l'shitaso in Pidyon HaBen, and he brings a raya from Pidyon HaBen against the Beis Yosef. So that's one of the rayas he says it's wrong. Right? So that's an example. But the Shach brings all sorts of proofs. So take a look. We don't have time to go through all the proofs now, but the Shach brings a whole series of rayos to that it can't be day 30, it has to be day 31. But I hear what you're saying to defend, you know, why the Stam of the Mills is like the Beis Yosef. Okay. But you can start with Kibbutz. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Even though it's not precise according to the Shach also, because it's not day 31, but the point is it's not day 30. And what is it? So he has his theory, it's 29 and a half days, but that's a separate issue.
Thank you. Related to Luda.